This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Louisiana's casinos and gaming laws got a lot of attention from the legislature this year. Lawmakers approved a bill to let riverboat casinos move onto land. But a bill that could have paved the way for legal sports betting in the state failed to gain traction. Meanwhile, some states voted to allow their casinos to accept wagers on sports. State Senator Danny Martini of Metairie brought a bill that would have allowed Louisiana voters to decide the issue. Here he is on the floor of the Senate back in May.
But as usual, we're going to be 2 years behind everybody else. Even Mississippi's way ahead of us on this. So in our quest to be number 50 and everything, here's another one.
Last month, Mississippi casinos officially started accepting wagers on sports. Senator Martini is here to discuss what that could mean for gaming revenues in Louisiana. Senator, you carried a bill in this year's regular session that would have let voters decide whether or not to allow sports betting in Louisiana casinos. But that bill ultimately failed to get enough support. What was the opposition?
Well, there were still a lot of people in the legislature who believe there should be no expansion of gaming. I get that. The reason that I wanted to do the sports betting, it's not that I think it's going to be the cure to our fiscal situation here in the state. In my opinion, we would lose it because I think if you go over to Beau Rivage and all the Mississippi Gulf Coast casinos, they're going to have sports betting, which I think is going to be very attractive to people who want to bet on sports. We rely very heavily on gaming revenues to fund our budget, and I think they would go down.
But part of the expansion of gambling concern, right, is that gambling is an unhealthy habit.
Of course, but if you think it's not going to happen, the bottom line is the guy that's a problem gambler, just because we don't authorize sports betting doesn't mean he's not going to do it. He's probably going to go to Mississippi or he's going to call his bookie. My point is, it's going to happen, and we better get on board and do it.
Back in May, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that states should be able to legalize sports betting.
Right.
One day after that ruling, you took to the floor of the Senate and said that the legislature's decision to not allow sports betting would make the state, quote, the laughingstock of the country. What did you mean by that?
Well, it's a joke because we think we're suppressing gaming. You can beat your chest and say, hey, we voted down sports betting. Also, we probably have to close some universities or some hospitals because we don't have any revenue. And the legislature, particularly the House, is not hell-bent on providing enough money to fund. You know, they don't want to raise taxes and they don't want to make cuts. Well, good. This is another available way that we could solve some of those problems. Obviously, while the rest of the country is raving about it, we made sure it didn't happen.
Mississippi was one of the first states to legalize sports betting following that Supreme Court decision. Their casinos are expected to draw in folks from around the region, including Louisiana, to place bets on, say, a football game or a baseball game. What are the implications there for Louisiana?
Not only are we leaving money on the table, we're going to lose money because people who would have bet on sports in Louisiana are going to go to other states to do it because that's what they want to do.
In the next session, in mm-hmm. April of 2019, do you plan to bring a bill that would legalize sports betting in Louisiana?
Yes, absolutely. My bill will definitely deal with authorizing it and allowing the people to vote on it and give some guidelines to the Gaming Control Board.
Metairie Senator Danny Martini, thanks for chatting. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations in Baton Rouge.